Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Noah and Rabbi Shiyichu. Well, the schuss chayu chavit fega basmichayu disbasio, the schuss gil shana basmichagitol, chanaviva basmichagitol, and Adina bas sheva basmichagitol. And this shiur is based on a Torah article I saw in the Shari Torah journal, which came out of Warsaw in Europe before World War II, and I have a tremendous geschmack learning these Torahs. These are from Rabbanim and Gaonim, who many of them were killed by the Nazis, many of them forgotten, and I don't think that such people should be forgotten. They should be remembered forever, and this is the Torah that they wrote, and these are the Torah journals that were sent out to Rabbanim before the war, that Baruch Hashem, we still have copies of. I actually used to go to the National Library in Hebrew University, and I would see this in hard copy. Now I only have it on the computer. But they still have the Tzuras Hadaf, like it used to look. And it's very exciting to learn these Torahs. So this is written by Rav Chaim Meshulam Kaufman HaKoyen Otterman, who was in Av Beis Din in Pultusk. Pultusk was a suburb of Warsaw in Poland. So this is in Chelek Yud, in Kuntres Aleph and Siman Dalet of the Shalei Torah Journal. In Makis, and the Chazayin Amud Aleph, it talks about when you get Malkus for being over a lav. There are two opinions, kiyamo v'lo kiyamo, that if Bezin tells a person to be a Mekayim and Hasein, he's not Mekayim it, and he gets Malkus. Another opinion says in order to get Malkus, it's bitlo v'lo bitlo. It has to be, it's talui in bitlo essay, that he can't be Mekayim the essay afterward. So Gemara says, how do you get Malkus if a person rapes a woman, he divorces her? So if he is a Jew, if he's Israel, then he takes her back and he doesn't get Malkus. If he's a Kohen, then he gets Malkus and he can't take her back because the Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha. So Gemara says, Hanich l'man d'omer kiyamo v'lo kiyamo. So this makes sense according to the man d'omer kiyamo v'lo kiyamo. The Gemara, it works if you hold kiyamo v'lo kiyamo, because he's going to get Malkus, this Kohen, who divorces her, because he can't be Mekayim the essay. Gemara says, Ela gav ela ones, bitlo v'lo bitlo hecho mishkachas la. But if you hold, this is towards the bottom of 16a. If you hold bitlo v'lo bitlo, be'ezo ofen yachol levatel biyadayim et ha'aseh lachazira. How come you're mechayev and malchus and being bevalt to the aseh biyadayim? Yidekotla, if he kills her, if so, can't say he's going to get malchus because kim lev d'rabamina. He gets the more chomer punishment. So what's the case of when he's mevatel the essay that he's going to get Malkus? Tosis there writes, v'imesa im kein lo batliu, and if she dies, he wasn't mevatel the essay. So he wasn't mevatel the essay that he can no longer fix the lysis, so Mamela can't give him Malkus for that. So Tosis writes, maybe it's talking about a case where he killed her, but it's not Kim Levi D'Ravmine because he killed her B'Shogeg. And Ramele, it's going to be no Kim Levi D'Ravmine because he's not going to be getting Onish Misa. He's not going to be getting an Onish Misa. So why don't we say that it's talking about where he killed her B'Shogeg? And one hand is Mevatel the Yase, and the other hand is no Kimla Drabine, as is Tosfos. Vishleimar, Dimkein, Hanukkah Mesa Meila. So if so, then it's going to be a case like she died in her own. Because he killed her accidentally. So you can't call it that he was Mevatel it because he didn't do it on purpose. Frek the Gilian Ashas, we still have a case. The maze of Eloastrobe. He killed her on purpose, but there's no Hasras, there's no Onish. But there's still going to be a Bittul Ha'ese. Because now we can't marry her anymore. And you're not giving him the punishment because it's been mazed. You can't say it was by itself. Not Me'ilah, because he did it, he killed her on purpose. But there's no Hasrah. So in the middle, you don't kill him. So there's no Kimmel Rabbin. So in the Tshuva's Beis Yitzchak, I like learning Beis Yitzchak. Yitzchak Shmelkis, I have, besides loving the Sefer, I also have to love his name. Yitzchak Shmelkis writes in the Beis Yitzchak in Yeridei and Chilek Beis and Simon Samaches, he's metarates based on the Kasha of the Gilian Ashas, that Mishkachasla, we have a case by Mesa Philoastrobe, based on what it says in Sanhedrin. Pei Aleph Amud Beis. There it says that if a person kills somebody, sanefesh, somebody kills somebody else without hasra, he doesn't get proper hasra, so he can't be mechayiv in misa. So konsim also a kippah. You put him into a kippah. What's a kippah? You put him into a jail, a cell, and they feed him very little food, and then give him this some barley, some hard barley, and then his stomach pops. Stomach gets small, and then you give him the barley, and then that's the way you kill him. So it's not direct, it's more indirect. That's the Mishnah. And you see there in that daf, Pe'alef on the base, that you can't give a kippah and Malkus. Rashi writes, Kevin the Lucka ala Shilishis lo malin on the kippah, the betrayed tini loy dainin on the. Meaning you can't give both kippah and Malkus. Because kippah is also considered a punishment. Shredin aloy dainin on the. So you can learn that whole sugya there. But that's the bottom line, that it's considered a punishment, kippah. Even though it's not a standard biblical punishment, it's a based in mandate, rabbinic mandated punishment, but still it's considered a punishment. And memela, it's a form of a chi of misa. Memela says the Beis Yitzchak, you can't say we're talking about a case where he killed the mezit, shaloi ba'asloi, because we would still say, kim levi d'rabimine. Why do we say kim levi d'rabimine? Because what do you get from mezit b'lasra? You get kippah. And we said kippah, we see in the sugya, as a punishment. You can't get kippah and malchus because those are two punishments. It's going to be one or the other. Knisa l'kippah, once he gets kippah, then he doesn't get malchus anymore. It's either one or the other. So memela, kippah, patus for malchus. So if kippah, patus for malchus, that's kim levi d'rabimine. So if someone kills b'shege, b'mezit, without Hasloe, so he's going to be getting kippah. He's going to be put in this cell and he's going to be left to die there. You feed him a good diet that he'll die. So Memela, it's going to be a case here of Kim Levi Rabimine. Tosis had asked, the Gilian Ashas had asked, the Mezev Velo Asvile, he's talking about where he raped a woman. And he killed a b'meza, a terrible man. He killed a b'meza without a sword. So that'll be a case of where he's going to get malchus. You can't give him a chi of misa, so he gets malchus. Now, you see here in the Mishnah that if somebody kills b'meza shelo b'asra, he gets kippah. You get Kippa, Kimle Ramine, you're pater from Malchus. So that wouldn't be a case where you would give somebody Malchus in the case of Onas Shagirish, when a rapist divorces his wife, which is forbidden to do, the woman he was obligated to marry, if he then kills her b'mezid, it's not going to be a case of bitla, but he was mevatlet and therefore he gets Malchus. Why not? Because Kimle D'Ramine, you put him in the kippah. So he's not going to get Malchus. You put him in the kippah, and Kimle D'Ramine is not getting Malchus. So even b'mezid b'lo hasloe, it's also a case of Kimle D'Ramine, and there's no Malchus. That's the teretz of the Beis Yitzchak Yaladei Chelik Beis Simen Samaches Ayin Shem Heitev. However, it would appear, says Rav Chaim Shalom Kaufman, that lohol b'teirutzei, because in Sanhedrin there we have a machlokes between Abishol and Levina if kippah requires hasra, and the rabbis hold kippah ain't tzricha hasra. Abishol holds that kippah tzricha hasra. But in order to get kippah, he needs to get hasra for the kippah. That if you do this, you're going to get put in the kippah. So then we still have a kasha. What's the kasha on the shagiris ishishta? Im koin huloke. And we said, what's the case of koin huloke? Hechem shkachas la, that a coin's going to get malchus. We have a case where the coin gets malchus. Say the price is according to Abishol, but keeper requires hasra. And therefore, it's talking about a case where he killed her b'mezid and he didn't get the hasra of keeper. Since he didn't get that straw that he's going to be put in the cell, the mele, he's not put in the cell, and he's going to be chayiv malchus, because there's no chayiv kippah. So that teretz of the Beis Yitzchak is a difficult teretz. Because he said, no, mezid without hasra, there's kippah. Yeah, but there's an opinion of the Gemara that kippah requires hasra, so if there's no hasra for the kippah, so the mele, he will get malchus. So why don't we just say it's talking about, according to Abishol, that it's you need hasra, and since he didn't get hasra for the kippah, the mele gets malchus. What's the Gemara's kasha? Where's there a bitlo by a Kohen Shagiresh? In Kohen Uloke, the Gemara says, what's the case? Or I can't find the case of bitlo. The answer is that he killed her without Asura's kippah. And the Mele, he's going to get the Malchus. That's the kasha in the Beis Yitzchak's Teretz. Now, the Yitzchak also answered the kash of Tesis in Makis and of Tes Amud Beis. There the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon. Again, this is 9b. Tanu Rabbanon. Bishkaga prat lemezid. That if a person, when does a person go to an Yom Miklat? If he kills Bishoge, not if he kills Bimezid. Bivlidas prat miskaven. He kills without das. It's actually 7b. And it says shbishkaga prat lemezid. So that excludes mezid. He doesn't go to near mikvah. Bivlidas prat miskaven. Without das, but if he has kavana, then he does go to, then he doesn't go to near mikvah. Only bishkago and bivli das. Prat lemezid or miskavin. Ask the Gemara. You need a pasuk to be a mind mezid pshita bar ktolo. So the Gemara is going to explain what's mezid and what's miskavin. So the Gemara says, "I'm mezid. Of course, he's." Not going to Gullus. He's a chayiv misa. Why would he go to Gullus if he gets a misa instead? Amar Rav, Amar Prat, Amar Mutter. So Rava says that it's Prat, or someone that says it's mutter, meaning he thinks that it's mutter, but it's really not mutter to kill this person. Tosfos asks, Pshita bar k'talahu, teme amai b'mezid v'lo hisrubo, em b'mezid v'lo hisrubo. Why don't we say that it's talking about a case of mezid without hasra? If it's mezid without hasra, then that would be a case where he's not a bar k'talah, and the Torah is telling us, Gemara is telling us, b'shkaga prat v'mezid, and what's mezid? Mezid v'lo hisrubo, and therefore he's not a bar k'talah. So why is it so pashit? So my word is not a bar k'talah. Answers the Gemara, v'yishlomer, the hanami nafkam lan mibli das. The Tosus answers, well, Tosus answers that that's already, there's an extra mibli das, and that's, and there you see omer mutter. Akopanim, the Beis Yitzchak writes that b'meizeh below hasra, you put him in a kippah. And it's pshita that he's not going to be going to galus, because it's shrei dina loy dainina. Kippah's an onish misa. So you can't say that it's talking about, like the Beis Yitzchak wants, the Beis Yitzchak says, that you can't say it's talking about mezid below hasra, like Tosis wants to say. He's not a bar k'talah. He is a bar k'talah. Why is he a bar k'talah? Because you put him in the kippah. And therefore, you can't also give him gullus, because you don't give him two dinim. Shrei dinei loy dinim, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin. So that's the Beis Yitzchak's teretz. But based on what we said, it's not a good teretz. Because the Gemara's, well, what's the Gemara's question? Maybe the price is like Abishol, the keeper requires Hasra. And he killed Bemezer without Hasra's keeper. Not only didn't he get Hasra for that he's going to be Chayiv Misa, he didn't get Hasra that he's going to the keeper. And Memela, he's not going to the kippah, because according to Abishol, you need Hasra's kippah. And he didn't get Hasra's kippah, so Memela, the only punishment is going to be galus. It tells his question is a good question. Aim of Emezid velo Estribo say it's from Emezid without Hasra. And Beis Yitzchak says, no, even without Hasra, for Misa, but he still gets kippah. No, not according to Abishol, he doesn't. Without Hasra's kippah, you don't get Hasra. So have a mini b'chayv b'galus. That's Tosis Kasha. However, we can answer this as follows, that there's a machlokes between Abishol and Rabbanon, like we mentioned, if kippah requires a surah or not, because the rabbis hold that since kippah is not written in the Torah, it's only halacha moshe misinai, like Rashi writes, and so to Raman, if Moshe Aran, that's not the Rabbanon, like it might seem, but it's actually halacha moshe misinai. So it's not a din like other onshin that require asra. It doesn't require asra. Why doesn't it require asra? Because it's not written in the Torah. And Abishol holds no. It's like other onshin that are written in the Torah. And that's the machlokas. Does keeper require asra or not? Is it like other onshin in the Torah? Abishol says yes, Rabbanan say not. So it appears as follows. It's machlokas in Sanhedrin Ayin Tes on the base between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. It says a roitzeach that got mixed in with other people, they're all pater, and Rabbi Yehuda says you put them all in a kippah. And the Gemara says we're talking about a case where you have a roitzeach shalom nigmar dino, who was mixed in with rotzchim shenigmar dino, that they had a final judgment and they're being rotzchim. And the rabbis hold that you're only allowed to be goymer dino shel adam b'fanav. And therefore, they're all pater. You can't give any of them punishments. Because ain't gomer dino shel adam ela lefanav. And if one guy got mixed in with other people, and we don't know who he is, who the one who was mixed in is, so that's not called gomer dino lefanav. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If derinu legamrei nami lo, kim rotzin, we can't pater them completely. They're rotzchim. And therefore, you put them all in the kippah. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you can put somebody in the kippah even shalom b'fanav, because you're giving them all kippah, even though He didn't have you're not dunning b'fanav, you're not judging b'fanav, because we don't know who he is. That's not considered b'fanav. You still give him kippah. Even though normally the Gemara din has to be b'fanav, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds, like the Rabbanan of Abishol, that kippah doesn't require asra. So the mishpat of kippah is not like other mishpat. In other words, we're finding here a basic fundamental machlokas. What's the nature of the ownership of kippah? Is it like other ownership or not? So according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan of Abishol, it's a different type of punishment. It doesn't require asra because it's not like other mishpatim. And according to Rabbanan, and according to Abishol, it does require asra. According to the Rabbanan in Sanhedrin 9-10 days, and according to Abishol, in Sanhedrin Pei Aleph Amud Beis, it is like other punishments and does require asra, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't require asra. Therefore, you can also do it shelo b'fanav, because it's not a normal judgment. Zeh baruch. Now in Makis, on Daf Tes Amud Beis, we have a braisa that says, Tanu Rabbanon, Tuni Rabunin, B'loi Ra'ois. What does it mean, below Ra'os? Prat l'suma. Below Ra'os means he threw a stone without seeing. He didn't see a person there. And therefore he goes to Galus. Prat l'suma, he can't see at all. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, below Ra'os l'rabos is his suma. He says, no, below Ra'os means that he can't see, goes to Galus, that includes his suma. The Gemara says, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Because it says, Vashaya Vasriya Biyai. Vafilu Suma. Comes a pasuk below Ra'os, and it's excluding a Suma. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, below Ra'os is Lamait. And Bivli Das is Memait. Ein Miracha Meir El Larabos. Pasuk Gloros is Memait, he can't see. Bivli Das is Memait, he doesn't know because he can't see. So it's two Mi'utim, and then Yonach Merah, so it's coming to include a Suma. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell you that the Pasuk Bivli Das is not coming to be Memait a Suma. And the Prat L'Miskavim Huda'asa, not coming to be Memait a Suma, it's coming to be Memait a Miskavim. That he was miscaving to kill a behema, and he killed a person who doesn't go to Galus. So you can't say Bivli Das is and below Ra'os is Amir Achamir, because the Bivli Das is coming to exclude miscaving. They're not both coming to exclude Suma, which is a ribui, but one of them is coming to exclude Skavin, Skavin Largo Sudan Bahargas Adam. So it comes out that below Ra'os is coming to exclude a Summa, not to include a Summa. Below Ra'os Pratla Summa. And there's no Miyura Hamir, because the other Miyura Vidli Das is telling us something else. Gorgeous. So Tosis writes that Rav Meir holds Prat l'miskaven shamina mishkaga v'tarti shmamina. So he learns this from shkaga, that if one's miskaven l'aragos adam v'aragos adahema, miskaven l'aragos adahema v'aragos adam, he doesn't go to galus. That's learned from Shkaga. Because if he's Bishkaga, he goes to Galus. Not if he's a Miskavin. And Tosa says, Vayhibra Bahu Braisa Dale'el, Likotani Bishkaga Pratla Mezit, Bivli Das Pratla Miskavin, Asa Rabbi Yehuda, Asya Rabbi Yehuda. Raisa that says that Shkaga excludes Mezid, and Devlidas excludes Miskaven, excludes Rabbi Yehuda. There are two ways to be Mamayit Miskaven, according to Rabbi Meir from Bishkaga. That's Mamayit Miskaven. And the Braisa that's Mamayit Miskaven from Bivlidas, that's following Rabbi Yehuda. And that was the Braisa we saw on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Bivlidas is Mamayit Miskaven. So it comes out that the Braisa on Zayin Amud Beis is Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's go back to that Braisa. The Braisa says, remember this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and what's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Here's of the opinion that kippah is not a normal punishment. You can be mechayev kippah shelo b'fanav, and you don't need hasra. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara there asked on that brisa, which is now we've established Tosis and Pesam Beis 9b, establishes the brisa in 7b is Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Yehuda's brisa, mezit pshita bar ketalahu. Of course, mezit doesn't go to galus. He's chayev misa. So Tosis asks, wait a second. Maybe we're talking about where it's mezid below his ruba. He didn't get hasra. And there is no chiyuv misa, so he's not a bar ketala, and the mele he should go to Gala. So it's not so pashit that mezid is a bar ketala. Maybe it's talking about mezid below his ruba. And therefore he's going to Galus, says Tosis, because he didn't get Hasra from Misa, and the male he's going to Galus. He's not necessarily Bar Ketela. That's Tosis Kasha. And the Beis Yitzchak answered, no. Mezid below Hasra, you put him in a kippah. And it's Pasha he's not getting Bar down. He's not a Bar Galus. You can't give him two punishments. You can't give him kippah and Malkus. So we asked on that Teretz, wait a second, no. Maybe this price is like Abishal, that kippah requires Hasra. And he healed the Mezid without Hasra's kippah. And therefore you think he is Chayv Galus. But now we've established that this price is a Rabbi Yehuda take according to Tesis. And what's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda 9 Tes Amud Beis? That Kippah doesn't require Hasra. So don't say that this price is like Abishol. And Kippah requires Hasra and even get Hasra's Kippah. And therefore he could have been there for maybe he'd be chayv galus because he's not getting kippah, because he didn't get a surah for kippah, therefore he's not getting the kippah, and that's why he's going to galus. That's Tosis kasha, because it's a libad abishol. Now we see, no, this Rabbi writes, Tosis says it's Rabbi Yehuda day. And if this price is according to Rabbi Yehuda, then kippah doesn't require, Rabbi Yehuda's kippah doesn't require a surah. So if it's talking about where he killed the mezid without a surah, you're right, he's not getting Misa, but he's getting Kippah, and you can't give him two punishments. So Melas Pashit, he doesn't go to Galus. So for end for the Kash of Taisus. Taisus says, maybe it's talking about Mezid below his Rubo. Teretz is, he's getting Kippah. And therefore it's Pashit, he's not going to Galus. And don't tell me Kippah requires Asura, because this is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Kippah doesn't require Asura. So that's pretty awesome. So Baruch Hashem, we learned the biggest Yisod here in Kippah. Machlokas in numerous places, isn't it? Is it a classical punishment or is it not? And we saw the machlokes. Can you be done shelo b'fanav or not? Which is really a machlokes can be given kippah if you don't know who he is or not. So according to the rabbanan, ain gomidim shelo d'melo b'fanav. Never the role pater. Because kippah is a classical punishment. You can't give kippah if you're not done b'fanav. Rabbi Yehuda says pater, because they're rotzchim, and memela, you give him kippah. And you don't need it to be b'fanav. Why? Because kippah is not classical punishment. And just like Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it doesn't need to be b'fanav, you don't need to know who he is, that we also would hold that it doesn't require a surah. And we use that's shitas Rabbi Yehuda to answer the kasha of Tosfos. And the Zayin Amud Beis, maybe when it says Mezid, Shkaga Prat Lemezid, the Gemara says Pashit, it's Chayiv Misa, means Torah Mori is not Chayiv Misa because Mezid Velo Hisribo. And we said, no, look at Tosis on 9b, this is Shitas Rebbe Yehuda in this price. And Rebbe Yehuda holds that for Kippa you don't need Asra. And the Mela, since he's Vishkaga, he's Bemezid, he's getting Kippa, so of course he's not getting Kala, so what do you need the Pasuk for? Getting Kippa, even without Asra. So that's the Mahalach in this Shir. And Baruch Hashem, hopefully we'll learn, I hope, God should give us life. We should learn much more Torah from the Ashari Torah. See other Rabbanim, Gedalim, Da'inim. And the Chad Eilish and Masri, Asnaf Shem, HaKadosh Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.